Ajak Deng Mien, spokesperson of the Abyei Special Administrative Area, says armed young men from neighboring Warab State's Twitch County attacked several areas in southern Abyei Monday. Mien says at least 12 people were killed and several others injured from Abyei sites.
Twitch youth has attacked Nathan Joljok in Agok area at morning yesterday. So this is what happened. A lot of lives have been lost, and the situation now is tense. On the side of the youth of our village around and the native village of youth, I think they have lost, the casualties is 12. Among them is one woman and one child who is 4 months old. But on the attacker side, always we don't count. We learned that there are a lot of bodies on the ground.
VOA could not independently verify the figures of the people killed in the attack. Warab State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading and Warab State Governor Lewa Yenya Leu did not answer several calls for comments. Warab State Member of Parliament R.H. Mayar confirms that 15 armed men from Warab State were killed in the fighting.
I have had the fighting going on there. But I did not dig into knowing all the details of what had happened. But that from the sources close to teach on a BI that it was teach. That led yesterday night to a letdown. 16 were killed from teach. And the number of those killed in Abyei is unknown.
Mayar says the issue between the communities could have been resolved if there was what he called political will among Warab State's top leaders. The lawmaker says state officials have been directed not to speak to the media about the Abyei Twitch conflict.
The state government is not even responding to any clashes, is not reporting, is not the responsibility of even reporting what is happening today or yesterday in Abyei. So the governor has banned the media houses or the Department of Information of the state government of Warab State from reporting anything related to Fiji and Abyei conflict. And now the public is in darkness.
The South Sudan People's Defense Force established a buffer zone between Warab's Twitch County and the Abyei Administrative Area to try to eliminate the communal fighting. The contested Abyei area connects Sudan and South Sudan's borders. The UN Security Council established the UN Interim Security Force for Abyei or UNISFOR in 2011 to monitor the border between the north and the south and facilitated the delivery of humanitarian aid. The force was also authorized to use force in protecting civilians and humanitarian workers in Abyei. UNISFOR spokesperson Daniel Adekera says the Abyei force has yet to gather all the details about the attack, but he insists UNISFOR is doing its job.
The UNISFOR has the mandate of protecting the civilians. So we are even wondering why the UNISFOR is reluctant and is not doing. Even in the northern part, people are doing still an attack with their prisoners. So if you could remember in the last fight, in the beginning of in March, when the attack is from the southern part and from the northern part, it has come into Abyei town itself near here. And I remember even the American embassy in Khartoum issued and called for UNISFOR for protection, and that is their mandate. So this is a really, we need to, the media to age them and whoever has influence to remind them about their protection, because otherwise it's going to be very difficult within the government.
Mien says UNISFOR has done little to protect civilians in the area.
I don't know what they understand by protection of civilians. Protection of civilians doesn't mean when two people are fighting, you go and stand, and in between, you'll be the first to be killed. And when they are fighting, you wouldn't be there to stand again. We have engaged these people, even at the highest level. Remember, the first commander has been to Juba several times on this matter. We have engaged both the administration and traditional leadership to bring sanity into that place and get the people there to reason out. But when they choose to fight, what do you want to do? We can't take side. How do you go and stop people coming from Twitch Tinker, which is not part of our area of responsibility? They're not being realistic.
President Salva Kiir formed an 11-member committee headed by the Vice President for Service Cluster, Hussein Abdulvagi, to investigate the root causes of conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Twich County. The committee secretary, Diu Mathuk, said in May that the panel detained four government officials from Abia and Warabe State for allegedly fueling the conflict between the Ngok Dinka of Abia and the Twich community. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.